The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time for Indie Pow, an hour of Indigenous power here on Jukasa Radio 93.5. What up, guys? Welcome to Indie Pow. I'm here with a special guest, my brother, in the studio. I managed to lock him down for a quick interview because his new single is out and it's crushing. You gotta download it. Fear of the Flame. Go to your Googleizer right now and get it. So I wanted to talk to Logan because we've been talking a lot over the last couple weeks about confidence and belief and having that belief in yourself to go chase your dreams. And seeing Logan's success, a lot of people, you know, they see him up on stage, they see him on billboards, sweet billboard, by the way. And they see all the success. But one thing I think it's really important for us to recognize is the struggle, the journey up to that success that we don't always see when we see Logan on stage. And I know firsthand, the guy's been, you know, grinding it out in the music scene since he could, you know, breathe pretty much. So I wanted him to share a little bit about his story so that you could get to know a little bit about the journey that came up before the success. So tell us, first of all, Sego Log, thanks for coming out.
Sego Leila, thank you for having me back on Indie Pal. You know, I love being here. You know, it's good. I'm out here.
Jukasa, on Jukasa. So tell us, give us the Logan story. Like, because it hasn't all been lights and glamour and rock star VIP parties. This is something new.
Yeah, you know, so my life pre-launch and my life post-launch, you know, are two very different things. So coming out of the launch, you know, I had to deal with just playing bigger stages, playing bigger environments. I had all this pressure kind of put on me to be a role model for First Nations people, which I love, but, you know, is also at the same time a little bit challenging. It's been overwhelming at times, you know, with a new level of success also comes a new level of challenges. And like one thing that I've really struggled with since coming off TV is sometimes I find myself getting anxiety in social situations and in social settings now, because it's like, yeah, people do know me, people do recognize me. And sometimes as soon as I walk into a room, all eyes are on me. So it's just, you know, you really got to put your best foot forward at all times. And you really got to kind of make sure that you're projecting a positive look on people that are looking up to you.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely become a role model. Now, take us back to pre-launch. Like, what? Because there had to be moments that you wanted to quit, that you thought, okay, this isn't going to work. You know, what was it that kept you going?
You know, self-doubt is something that every single artist struggles with, and it's almost like a comfort thing. So my main thing that I did to kind of get through that was just maintain a belief in myself, a belief in the path that Creator has set me on, and a belief in my gift. And yeah, definitely hard at sometimes, but you know, when you're a musician and you write a really good song that you believe in, it's just, you know, that's what you do it for, you know. And I definitely struggled sometimes thinking, maybe this isn't the right path that I'm on. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should be just working a normal job and spending time with my family. But you really kind of maintain belief that what you're doing is for the greater good of your family, of your community, and everyone you love.
Sometimes you think of it like it's like this fire, right? This inner fire, and you can put it out or you can add fuel to it. You can listen to it. And sometimes we ignore that fire because it's hard or it's scary or it's challenging. But when we look deep inside of us, it's always there, right?
I say this to people all the time. I say, you know, you're going to hit walls creatively, and you got to break through them because there's something monumental on the other side. That's one of my messages that I repeatedly, you know, spread to the masses, whether it's youth, whether it's my people, whether it's, you know, anyone. And that's just something that I've, you know, it's not just something I say, it's something that I've had to live by. You know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And it's just, you got to believe in yourself, and you got to believe that there is rewards on the other side of hardship. And it's just something that I try to consistently project.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Logan. We have more coming with Logan. We're going to hear about his favorite Indigenous artist. He's headed out to Winnipeg for an Indigenous Music Award. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked here on 93.5 Jocasa Radio.
You're listening to Jocasa Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to Indie Pow. This is your host, Layla Black. We've got Logan Stats in the studio here just before, a few days before his birthday. Yep. And also his trip out to Winnipeg for the Indigenous Music Awards, up for an award this year. So tell us a little bit about this. This isn't your first time at the Indigenous Music Awards, but why is this one important for you?
It's my fourth time at the Indigenous Music Awards. This one's really important for me because the level of competition in the Indigenous Music Awards just keeps getting crazier and crazier. Like, we have some amazing
sick talent,
new Indigenous artists before, like, that are coming out right now. That, so, you know, I'm competing against Tribe Called Red. And I'm competing against the Snotty Nose Rez Kids, who, shout out, are my favorite act right now. Bougie Natives. So I'm competing against some of the best, you know, and the level of talent in the Indigenous music scene just keeps growing and growing and growing. So with that being said, you know, I have to push myself, and I have to be the best artist and best songwriter that I can be in order to, you know, keep up my chops with these guys.
Totally, totally. Well, we're all cheering for you out here on the 6. We will be we'll be tuning in to see what the results are. But either way, you're a winner to us, Logan. You're a winner.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, you know, being Native as a musician, as an artist. How do you think that it's impacted you or had an effect on what you create, being a Native person?
You know, if without being Indigenous, without having the support of my community and the whole support of Turtle Island Rally behind me, it's pretty simple. I just wouldn't be where I am today. I got my start in the Indigenous music scene, and I made a name for myself in the Indigenous music scene. And these people from the launch, you know, the PR people wouldn't have known who I was, you know, if it wasn't for the groundwork that I laid within the Indigenous community. So it was just, you know, gave me my start. It gave me my first couple awards, my first Indigenous Music Award, my first Native American Music Award, my first Indian Summer Music Award. These are all accolades that really helped me in my career in the mainstream music industry. You know, it helped me get onto the launch, which helped me launch my career on a whole different level. So I owe everything I do, every song I play, note that I sing, you know, to my Native Indigenous fans. Love you.
Yeah. Gonalonqua. Gonalonqua. So one of the things that I've heard you say before is that, you know, your songs, they don't have a lot of heyas and weyas, but how do you feel like your Indigenous culture comes through in your music?
The biggest part that comes through for me, honestly, is the process of reclamation that it set me on, you know? Mm-hmm. It put me in different settings, different First Nations all around Turtle Island, you know. So I got to go into these remote communities, learn from the elders there, learn some of the teachings, and kind of work at reclaiming my culture at my own pace. And it's been, you know, something that's embodied in my music. And I'm not knocking anyone who has got heya weyas in their music, or I'm not knocking anyone who paints their face before going on stage. You know, it's just something that I didn't feel the need to do, because I feel like you can hear that grit and you can hear that integrity and you can hear that resilience in my songs and my voice and the way that I play guitar, you know. So I really wanted that to stand out, and I really wanted that to shine before any of the bells and whistles of being Indigenous.
Yeah, awesome. So let's talk about these artists, because we wanted to hear some of your favorite new Indigenous artists. So who's on your playlist?
You know, right now, obviously I have the classics, you know, Buffy St. Marie, Redbone, Come and Get Your Love, one of my favorite songs of all time. But in the last year, I've traveled around and I've met some of the up-and-comers. And one group that's really grabbed my attention and that I've been listening to every single day is Snotty Nose Rez Kids. And if you haven't heard Bougie Natives yet, oh my. Thank you, Creator. It's an amazing song. Check them out. They're on absolute fire. And I think that, you know, the success that they're seeing now is just the beginning. And they're going to do something really huge for our people.
Awesome. Keep it locked, guys. We got more with Logan Stats. We're going to hear about some of the upcoming shows he has this summer, some of the big events where you can catch him with some top acts and some amazing festivals. So don't go anywhere. Turn it up on 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Kehlani, and you're listening to Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Welcome back to Indie Pal. Layla Black, your host, and we're having some fun here with my brother, Logan Stats, winner of CTV's The Launch. He's been on this crazy journey the last year since winning that TV show, traveling to all ends of Turtle Island, sharing his gift, his music, with some remote communities, and really, really having a positive influence on Indigenous youth around Turtle Island. It's been awesome to watch. So I wanted to catch him before he goes, because he's on these crazy tours. Sometimes we don't see each other for weeks on end. And while I had him here, I was like, Kate, let's record something. And I know this summer is crazy, crazy busy for him. So I wanted you to talk, Logan, about some of the big shows this summer that you're super pumped for.
You know, the one that's the biggest kind of nail biter for me is performing at the Indigenous Music Awards. You know, that's kind of, it's kind of a nerve wracking thing for me, obviously, because I really want to win, you know, and I really want to rep Six Nations, and I really want to bring another trophy home for the community. So that's like the next big gig that I have is the Pink Party after party for the Indigenous Music Awards at the Pyramid Lounge, which is kind of funny because it's full circle. Like, the first Indigenous Music Award that I ever won was with Ghost Town Orchestra, and we played that very stage. So now I'm coming back here, I don't know, 5 years later, and playing it on my own, you know, so that's a big deal for me. I get to play a lot of the bigger folk festivals this year, like Calgary Folk Festival, Vancouver Folk Festival, and these are like, these are big shows, you know, where there's going to be thousands and thousands of people in attendance. So it's kind of a step up, because I'll be able to play the main stages this year, which is really exciting. And then obviously I'm going to play a couple shows back here on Six Nations in the community. I'll be here for the powwow, headlining one of the concerts that they're doing for the powwow. And
you talked about some of your native influences when it comes to music, with Buffy. Are we allowed to talk about that? Don't you have a show with Buffy coming up?
Yeah, I have several shows coming up with Buffy St. Marie. It's just all in the works right now. We're also working on an amazing tour with our neighbor Tara Lightfoot, who's just one of my favorite artists of all time. So I'm really excited to, you know, just to open up for these people and to soak up whatever knowledge I can and really learn from some of the country's best musicians.
Yeah, definitely being a sponge. So we'll wrap it up here. I know that you you do a lot of youth workshops. You were just in a school yesterday out in Dunnville, helping these kids with their writing and doing lots of amazing things with the youngsters and the youth. So just a quick, you know, message out to them, because I know a lot of youth listen to this show and listen to this station, and they listen to you. They're always watching you. So what would be some words of wisdom, some Loganisms that they can take with them here tonight?
You know, I spent last year working with mainly First Nations youth, you know, going from res to res, you know, nation to nation, talking with, you know, different native youngsters. And now I've changed my kind of approach, and I'm actually going into non-native schools, and I'm talking to non-native students about treaties and the importance of treaties, and, you know, showing them the wampum belts and showing them what these things mean, and really sharing, you know, Indigenous knowledge outside of Indigenous people. So I guess my piece of advice for any youngster listening is to just, you know, put your best foot forward, have a good mind, have a good heart, and honor the treaties.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Logan Nyawe, for hanging out here. Keep it locked, guys. We got Indigenous Music Hour. We'll probably play some of his songs and those snotty nose res kids. Keep it locked. 93.5 Jukasa Radio. That's Indie Pal out.